House prices have been falling in some of Australia's capital cities of late, but they'll have to fall a lot more before housing is affordable in Sydney and Melbourne. Homelessness remains a chronic problem in our major cities and beyond. There are more than 100,000 people estimated to be sleeping rough around the country at any one time. I think the number recorded on census night was 116,000. More than a third of those are in New South Wales, prompting the independent member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, to call it a crisis as serious as a bushfire or a drought. In this National Homeless Week, Alex Greenwich joins me now in the Breakfast Studio. Alex Greenwich, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
You're calling on the New South Wales government to declare the homelessness crisis, quote, a state of emergency. Why is this necessary? What difference will that make what you call it?
Sure. I think it's important to note that in New South Wales, 40,000 people's lives and safety is at risk because of homelessness. It is shocking when you also look at the stats and you find out that a third of people accessing services are women and children escaping domestic violence. We've had an increase of 37% of homelessness in New South Wales over the past 5 years. That's twice the national average. This demands a coordinated government response where we can put in place some immediate actions to help people who are homeless get into safety, get into safe housing, and some long-term solutions as well to make sure that we actually have homes that people can afford in the long run.
Aren't you seeing that response in the last state budget of New South Wales? The government committed more than $1 billion to homeless services over the next 4 years. It pledged nearly $10 million to help non-government organisations provide temporary accommodation services. It's looking at more than 28,000 nights of supported accommodation to be provided over the next year for people experiencing homelessness. I mean, isn't that a government response?
This is a good start, but it is not enough. Since the coalition has been in power in New South Wales, homelessness has increased 37%.
Why? That seems to be a very big drop. Are we just recording it differently, or is it truly more people on the streets? What do you think?
My experience, and when I talk to constituents who are either at risk of homelessness or experience it themselves, is there's a variety of factors. Family and domestic violence is a big one. People getting kicked out of home because of various reasons, including their sexuality. Financial stress is a huge one. The amount of people who are living paycheck by paycheck. And then there's a whole range of health or mental health issues that can also lead to someone becoming homeless. The government's response is a good start, but it is only $61 million of new money over 4 years. We need to be building 5,000 social housing properties a year till 2026, and we need to start mandating social and affordable housing targets if we want to end homelessness.
I'll come to your plan, more of the details of that in a moment, but you're the member for Sydney. Have you personally witnessed more evidence of homelessness around the streets of Sydney?
Definitely. We have seen more visible homelessness in Sydney over the past few years. The important thing about homelessness, though, is so much of it is invisible. It's people sleeping in cars. It's people sleeping in rundown boarding houses. It's people, you know, by lakes and rivers hiding. You can see homelessness in the inner city, but so much of it is invisible. So when you compare it to a natural disaster like a flood or a bushfire, you can see those. You don't see homelessness often. People who are homeless want to hide because of the stigma and discrimination that impacts them. And I think sometimes we as a society don't want to think this is a problem.
We didn't want them sleeping in Martin Place. I mean, that got cleared out. That was such an unusual sight to come across, such a structured, for those of you who didn't witness it, a structured housing pop-up sort of shelter in the middle of the CBD, the business sector of Sydney, that was there for some weeks. It was quite confronting.
It was indeed confronting. And what we have seen with that cohort, many of them have actually been housed because the government employed an emergency response to get those people into housing. There's 38,000 people across New South Wales with that similar experience. You know, if there was any natural disaster of this scale, there would be an immediate coordinated government response. And that's what I'm calling for.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is the member for Sydney, the New South Wales Independent, Alex Greenwich. This year, Los Angeles declared a shelter crisis based on the threat to the health and safety of homeless people. That meant it then allowed authorities to ease restrictions on new shelters so they could be quickly built on land owned or leased by the city. Is that what you're modelling your response on? I mean, give us more detail of what you think an emergency crisis response action plan from a state government would look like.
Well, you mentioned Los Angeles, and they did have their shelter crisis, which has helped to fast-track people into safe housing. In New Zealand, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has adopted a housing-first policy and put together a $100 million emergency package. In New South Wales, what I would like to see is some immediate actions as part of a state of emergency.
Like what?
Those would include things like using unused government properties, like the Sirius building in my electorate, which has sat empty, which could have housed hundreds of people over the past year. I'd like to see health and mental health outreach for people in need, being able to get things like podiatry or dental care. One homeless person I met said to me, you can't get a job if you don't have teeth.
We have a dental hospital for people who are disadvantaged and lower pay. It's just that it's hard to get enough services. What you're talking about is more money for more services.
Absolutely. And we also need to cut a lot of the red tape that can prevent a person who's homeless actually getting into housing. Things like fast-tracking people to be able to get ID. The amount of people who are homeless who don't have ID, and you can't get ID if you don't have ID.
You have to be careful, though. I mean, just putting people in unused government buildings, A, they've got to be adequate or it's not fair, and B, it's a short-term fix, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why we need to be moving to a long-term solution. People are homeless in New South Wales because there aren't enough safe and affordable homes in New South Wales. We need to start building them, whether it is social housing or whether it is making sure that property developers actually have a mandated target of social and affordable housing in major redevelopments. Cities like Vancouver, Montreal, even in South Australia, they have these targets. In New South Wales, we don't. So there is no surprise that there are 38,000 people who are homeless in this state.
You spent 10 days on the streets earlier this year as part of the SBS doco Filthy Rich and Homeless, which I think goes to air in a week or so. Some critics are a bit sort of leery of this. They call it poverty porn. But what was that experience like? I mean, were you there, just so everyone knows, we haven't seen it yet, on the streets of Sydney? Where were you? Did you have any money? Did you have any resources? What was that like, and what did you learn from that?
I had what I hope was the lived experience of a person who is homeless. We were left on the street with the clothes we were wearing, no money and no food. We met some amazing people who are homeless, people who the system has failed.
You say we. Who was there with you?
Oh, it was included Cameron Datto, Benjamin Law, Sky Leckie and Ali Simpson.
Were you
Simpson.
All together or were you in different parts?
No, we were all in different parts of Sydney experiencing the crisis in different parts of New South Wales.
So you were alone in a park bench, on a park bench?
Absolutely. Slept on a park bench and street corners.
Days.
In crisis housing as well and in boarding houses
and
as well.
And what did you learn from that?
You know, it was a heartbreaking and a heartwarming experience. Heartbreaking because people have lost hope. They've lost hope because there are no homes, because they've been turned away from services so many times. Heartbreaking because you see an amazing homelessness sector wanting to help people into supported housing, forced to manage this crisis where there is no housing. But heartwarming because I just met some of the most amazing and resilient people. People who have been long-term survivors of institutional sexual abuse. People who have dealt with depression and substance issues. People who I have learned so much from and who have really motivated me to take the action I'm taking today and have taken every day since I've left that show.
Alex Greenwich, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Alex Greenwich is the independent member for Sydney, and today marks the start of National Homelessness Week.